The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Views right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with the season finale of Ms. and Mrs. No! They're finally having a season finale after multiple breaks. I'm very sad about this.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
Like, I just thought this was going to go on forever, and apparently not. So it's a little sad, but that's okay. That's okay, because they more than made up for it with this episode, and we got a great tease for what season two could hold.
Mm-hmm.
So we open at Chateau Marmis, Austin Branch, where they're doing puzzles.
Puzzles!
And for whatever reason, they've decided to put three puzzles out at once. And Maurice is almost done with hers, except she's missing one piece and she can't find it. And oops, well, Miz kind of stole it.
Miz kind of stole it, but they're like, Pumpkin, did you take it?
Did you eat my puzzle piece? Because Miz is like, dogs eat puzzle pieces. And then I love the shot after that where he's just holding it up in front of the camera smiling because he's like, yep. So what this demonstrates is how their life has changed. Before, they had a very fast-paced life in LA where they were going to parties and they were doing photo shoots and they did all these wonderful crazy things. And now in Austin, it's a much quieter life. It's a slower pace. They're doing a lot more at home because Monroe is still very little. I mean, they still go out and they still have fun, but it's just different where they're not going out to eat every night and they're not going to parties as much. And they're not having the same kind of lifestyle. And essentially it comes down to it. Maurice is bored.
Yeah, she's bored.
There's nothing for her to do. There's no shopping, which in Austin, I find that very hard to believe. But I mean, worst case, you can bop down the road to Dallas and that'll give you some shopping. But anyway, she's bored. She has nothing to do. And Miz has decided that Austin, for all its virtues, for the incredible tax break that it provides them, is just really not for him. They are very much LA people, and they want to be in LA. Except both of them feel the other does not want to be there. The other wants to be in Austin. So Miz has devised a plan. Which is never good. But all the mishaps that follow are really out of his control. So, for once. So, SmackDown is going to be in LA. And so he and Maurice are going, and they're going to spend their downtime out in LA for about 3 days. So they're going to go to the show the first day. And then the next two, they're going to kind of hang out and chill out there and just sort of visit friends and hang around and do other things. And then they'll go home, right? Except Miz's plan is to make Maurice fall so in love with LA again that she wants to move back. Except it's not going to be his idea. It's going to be her idea.
Sneaky.
So step one of this adventure is they get a luxury hotel. And I mean, this is a 5-star hotel on, I think you said it was Beverly Hills.
Sunset.
Sunset. It's on Sunset. So there you go. In Beverly Hills,
yep.
I should say. In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills on the Sunset Drive or whatever it is.
Sunset Boulevard. So, you know, everything's going great. Everything's going fine except Maurice's luggage is lost.
Oh, no.
So she's checking on her luggage. And while she's checking on her luggage, they have a shower in the bathroom that essentially is a giant window into the bedroom. So we get a full back view of Mrs. Mizanin.
Yeah, you saw all of
full nude back shot, which will probably be blurred when it airs on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in the non-televised version, which is what we get to see, it was all right there.
You saw all of it.
And I have to say, he's kind of got a cute ass. Not just saying, because you get to see it.
Anyway, step number two.
So, step number two, after they've, you know, gotten cleaned up and she's got her clothes, or she's gotten dressed, is he rents an expensive car. He rents a Ferrari, which is really more for him, but it's also for her. And they're tooling around in said expensive car, except there's traffic.
It's it's LA. There's always traffic.
And they're going to be late to the show. And it's like, crap. So he's like, well, this isn't good. And Maurice is like, well, this is really not good. And they get to the show. And Maurice is still trying to get her bags. And they find her bags. And they're trying to give her confirmation number because she doesn't have it. And she accidentally hangs up on the people. And she's like, God damn it. And the next day, she calls to check. And, well, she finds out where her bags are. They're in Austin. Apparently, the airline has sent her luggage back to their house. And her mother has to call her to tell her that her bags are there, which they're both like, crap.
That's always good.
That's awesome. So, you know, and while she's having the conversation with her mother, jackhammering and hammering and drilling and everything starts right in their room. So it's either above them, below them, or outside. And it was very, very close.
And in the shower where they're sitting and talking to the camera, is like their emotions for describing it was just the best.
Oh my God, it was so funny. They're doing the hand motions and the facial expressions and everything. It was great. Mm-hmm. It's just like, this is everything. So Miz is like, okay, well, I know how to fix this. He takes Maurice shopping. Like, her most favorite thing.
It's her favorite thing to do, so might as well go do it.
So they go out, they go to one of her favorite stores, they're trimming a tree, and leaves and sawdust fall into the car. And then they go in the store. Miz is bored. Maurice is buying out the store. And she picks up this jumpsuit.
Let me tell you, this jumpsuit is tight.
Tits out would be an appropriate description of this jumpsuit. I'm not even kidding. I saw more of her boobs. For a second, I felt like we were back on Total Divas or Total Bellas or something. Because there was a lot of boob going on there.
Oh, yeah. It was a black jumpsuit. And it was tits out all the way.
Tits out, man. And so she's like trying to sit in it.
Trying to sit was just like, I'm just going to sort of slide down. Yeah. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm trying to sit.
Yeah, he's like, are you trying to be all sexy? And she's like, no, I'm trying to sit. So she gets the jumpsuit and she buys out other stuff in the store and she wears the jumpsuit out of the store because she's been wearing the same clothes now for a couple days. They're probably gross. And she's like, okay, all right, not going to worry about it. So they get to the car and she splits her pants getting into the car. And I mean, like, straight up rips her pants all the way down her backside. And she's got a G-string on. So she's just, not only is she tits out, she's ass out too.
So we saw Miz's ass and her ass was out too. So, you know.
It's one of those trips. It's one of those trips. So they skillfully, Miz lends her his jacket and they skillfully get her out of the car while people are filming them and taking pictures and get her into the store where she can change. And while she's changing, the car gets towed.
Oh, God.
So they have no ride. So it's like, they walk out and they're like, where's the car?
And he calls it up and is like, yeah, it's in North Hollywood.
He's like, why the hell would you take it there? So, anyway, the sweet ride is officially gone. Bummer.
Bummer. So, they're waiting around to get the, you know, to figure out what to do. And Maurice is hungry, and she asks, can I have $10? And she just randomly goes and walks to get food.
She goes and gets food and comes back with a random baguette.
Because she gets hungry at random times lately.
Yeah, she's like, I'm always hungry, or I get really, really hungry, where my blood sugar drops, and I just need to eat something. And so they're trying to figure out the car situation, and they call her friend Amanda, I believe is her name, and so she comes and picks them up in her Mini Cooper, and Miz is none too happy about this, because he doesn't fit in a Mini Cooper.
And they stick him in the back.
Where he gets locked in the car when they get to the restaurant.
Because childproof locks can't open door.
And they're just going to leave him. And then the valet, like, opens the car door for him so he can get out of the car. And they're like, no, 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 no. Leave him in there. Leave him in there. So we go back to the infamous restaurant with the cheese wheel, right? Does everybody remember this? Like, way, way back in season one where Maurice is pregnant and she's like, she wants truffle pasta. And so he takes her to this restaurant in LA where she has this uber expensive truffle pasta. It's that place. And once again, she gets the truffle pasta at this place with the cheese wheel. So, you know, Bertha lives, y'all. Bertha lives.
So, and he's really happy. Like, yeah, she's eating. My wife's happy. All right, I'm doing really good. Eat all the truffle you want.
Yeah, like, she's chowing down. She's absolutely destroying this meal. She's loving it. And she's so, so happy. And she talks about, you know, how they came here when she was pregnant. And, you know, she loved the truffle pasta. She could not get enough of it. And that she'd had a craving for it.
Mm-hmm.
This is key, y'all. There are little hints being dropped throughout this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're talking. It's the three of them. And Amanda goes, well, have you gone by the old house yet? And they're like, no, we haven't. And she's like, well, you guys want to go by? And they're like, yeah, sure. So it's night by the time they get over there. And they're looking at the house and seeing everything that the new owners have changed. And they call to be let in and it doesn't work. And so she's like boosting herself over the fence because they've made changes to the outside. And she wants to see it, right? You know, it's your old house. She wants to see what the people did. And so she's looking, and as she's looking, she gets stuck in the gate.
And the gate door just opens with her hanging on it.
Yeah, and so the owners come out, and they're like, what the heck are you doing at our house? And they're like, oh, hi!
Like, what are these?
We used to live here!
What are these cameras? And they probably didn't quickly explain what was going on. And then, oh, okay.
Yeah, and then the new owners take them on a tour of the house.
Yeah, you want to come see? Here's what we did here. And they're like, oh my god, that's so cool. And this is so cool. And yeah, they were just blown away by it all.
Yeah, they had apparently put a steam shower in out by the pool. And they had done change. They had put in like an outdoor kitchen. And they had done other things. And Mibs was like, okay, how much do you want to get to sell this house? And Marie's like, no. No.
They put in like a pizza grill oven as well.
Yeah, they did. And so they're just like absolutely like, god damn, we wish we had thought of that. So they leave, or they're standing outside the house, and Maurice is getting emotional. She's tearing up, and they both finally admit that they really miss L.A. Like, they really miss it. They really want to be there, that Austin just isn't it. And Maurice, earlier in the episode, talks about how, you know, she kind of knew when they got to Austin, but it's like, you know, it's new. So it's like, let me give it 6 months and I'm sure I'll settle in. Well, she's never settled in. And I don't think Miz ever did either, but they were sticking it out for the other. And they both decide, we just need to move back.
It's time to go home to LA.
You know, it's like, Austin was great for a year. It really helped us connect. It really helped, you know, us as a family, but now we want to go back home. So when they get back to Austin, what they do is they put the house up for sale. And then they're like, well, are you sure? I don't know. Are you sure? Well, now I'm not sure because you're saying I'm not sure. And it's like, no, we're doing it. That's it. The sign's in the yard. He's let go of the sign. He's dug the hole. They're done. And then they text their mothers, and Barbara and Marjo come out, and they're like, what's going on? And Miz looks at him and goes, we're moving back to L.A., and I kid you not, they start screaming and laughing and dancing in the street together. Like, Marjo is so damn happy that they're going back to L.A. is not funny. But, you know, they're not quite done with Austin yet.
Not quite.
So, Marie says, I want to go to this one restaurant where Miz embarrassed himself by thinking she was pregnant. Like, she insists on they go there. And he's like, really? Really? You want to come here? And she's like, yeah. And they even end up sitting at the same table. So, and we see flashbacks to the infamous episode. So, Maurice is sitting there, and they're smiling, and they're talking. They're talking about how excited they are to go back to LA and everything. And, you know, she starts talking to him in French. And, you know, he's trying to figure it out. He doesn't understand French. And, you know, she finally tells him in English, congratulations, Dad, I'm pregnant. And she whips out the pregnancy test. And then she whips out another one. There's about 10 of them that she whips out showing him that she's pregnant. And he's just like, what? And she's like, yeah, I'm pregnant for real. I'm pregnant. And he's like, what? And she brings out the mariachis and everything. She's like, legit, I'm pregnant. And the best part of this is like, as the mariachis are coming out, she's like, come on, it's legit this time, I promise. I was like, oh god. But yeah, and then in the cutaway, they're like, we're having another baby, and if it's a boy, we're done. And she's like, oh, okay. She's like, well, what if it's a girl? Then we're going again. What if that one's a girl? We're going again. What if that one's a girl? Call us the Partridge Family.
We're going again, yeah.
We're going again. We're just going to keep going until we have a boy. Maurice is like, oh, so I'm going to be pregnant for like 10 years. Got it. But that's how the season ends, is Monroe is going to be a big sister, and they are moving back to L.A., which, if you saw the news this week, they showed the new house that they have bought for like $4.6 million or something like that. It's a very nice house on the outside. But yeah, so the Mizanins are officially out of Austin, and they are going home. So all in all, I think a good season.
It was a very good season, a very enjoyable season. I'm sad it's
I know.
It's over.
I want it to keep going, but at the same time, I'm kind of happy that, like, we're going to officially go into season two, because I think it's just been a little difficult with all the breaks. It's like, wait, is this season one? Is this not season one? What is this? Because it's just been a little difficult, but beyond that, I've loved everything about the show, and I can't wait to see more of it.
Can we have more now? Can we go to season
Please?
Two now?
Please?
Can we have season two, like, today? That'd be great.
Can we just set the camera up in their house and just be done with it? No, wait, that's creepy. Never mind.
We're not Big Brother here.
No, we're not Big Brother, but I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Rack Radio Show. It's twitter.com/WildTalkRadio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive. We are live every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern for The Rack.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsay Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Edition. And everybody sit tight, because we've got more Rack Extras coming very soon, so you don't want to miss it. Till then, bye!